4:47, it is time to welcome one of a great partner here in Colorado Springs, St. Francis Cancer Care Center. We have the administrator with us right now, Eric Koval, who's joining us right now on the KRDO Newsline. And Eric, this new cancer center, it's just unbelievable. I heard so much about it. And it's about to open up, or is it open right now? Forgive me for not knowing that question. But this is going to be a great facility for people in Colorado Springs and throughout the entire area.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me on. And to answer your question, yes, parts of it are open. The Cancer Center itself comprises many different components. Our Women's Imaging Center and the Surgical Suites opened up this week on Monday, so we're really excited about that. I can back up a little bit and tell you a little bit about more of the components that are going to comprise the entire cancer center, and then let you know when the entire center itself will be open and available
for everyone.
So it's an expansion of the fantastic work that we're doing at the Penrose Cancer Center, and it will be a part of the broader Centura Health Cancer Network that serves the entire state of Colorado. That cancer network is accredited by the American College of Surgeons, the Commission on Cancer, and also the National Accreditation Program for Breast Centers. And what we're going to have, what really makes the St. Francis Cancer Care Center stand out, is that we're going to have all of our disciplines necessary to serve patients that have a cancer diagnosis all under one roof. So that means we're going to have access to radiation oncologists, surgical oncologists, medical oncologists, genetic counselors, research nurses, dietitians that specialize in oncology care, social workers, and physical therapists that also specialize in oncology care, all under one roof effectively. So it's going to create that type of one location effect for coming to take care of your cancer needs when it's a very complicated process to navigate, when you're having to typically go around to different places around town.
Yeah.
And in this instance, you're going to be able to come to one center and basically have everything done for you in that one space.
Wow.
Moving forward, we'll have more of the facility opening for radiation specialty on August 9th. And then we will have physical therapy specialties in there by September. So by the beginning of September, we're going to have all of our disciplines up and running and fully available for the public.
That is absolutely terrific. You've been the oncology director at Penrose Cancer Center, for going on a year now, right? So you've been
coming up on 2 years.
2 years. Wow.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how fast things happen. Where's the new center going to be located? And, because this is going to be so terrific. Having going through this personally with my family members, I can't tell you how much this is just going to help big time. Where's the new cancer center, cancer care center, going to be located at, and those details?
It's going to be located on the campus grounds of St. Francis Hospital at Powers and Woodman.
Okay.
I think you can see
absolutely.
A lot of people are probably familiar with seeing all of the construction
yes.
and expansion that's going on the hospital itself.
Absolutely.
And then the new building is at a little bit different location within the parking lot confines of that entire center.
Yeah, I've been watching that because I had to, I've been driving along Powers a lot, and I've been watching the progress, and they've done just a magnificent job out there. Well, Eric, and unfortunately, we're out of time right now, but we're going to be talking, I would imagine, at great length in the future. We appreciate
for
you
sure.
taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us here on KRDO's Afternoon News, and we'll look forward to seeing all the great things happening from the new St. Francis Cancer Care Center that's happening right now.
Happy to spread the news.
It is our pleasure.